Mesachas bo bekam daf ayin zayin. The Gemara says kol ha'im lifta is kipodi domi, because you see a poros metamat mazeichlin hoyel v'hoyel shasa kishe v'amer shlokish poros niftis agabi marochto al makom la'im liftis kipodi domi. Tosis asks the kasha that if you say kol ha'im liftis kipodi domi, so why don't you say that all behemoths of kodshim shemetamat mazeichlin, because you should say kol ha'im lishchit kishachet domi. Ayinim shlem zalman mincha shleim, and ask, what's the understanding of Tesis Kasha? Why did Tesis ask the Kasha specifically on Kodshim? That by the fact that it's oimid lishcha, it's kishachadom, and shemintame, tumas eichlin, why didn't Tesis ask on all chulin as well? That since it's oimid lishcha, it's kishachadom, and therefore it should be mitame tumas eichlin. And he says further that Tesis is teretz. That's mechus is zrika, and it's not oimid lizrik, so therefore there's no hechsher by kodshim. That's the svar specifically by kodshim, and it doesn't pertain by chulin. So Shlomo Zalman says that the answer is that's meduyik in Tosis, that Tosis is kasha is specifically by kodshim because it's a mitzvah lishchot, and that it's a mitzvah lishchot makes it that's oimid lishchot. However, by chulin, there's no mitzvah lishchot, you don't say kol oimid lishchot kishachadami. Shlomo Zalman asked that what's the halacha if someone makes a shvur that he's going to shecht a behema? Do you say since he made a shvur, so therefore it's considered oimid lishchot and will have a status like oichel? So Shlomo Zalman says you have to be done the ikke chashivas of the behemoth at atzmoi, and by the fact that he made a shvur doesn't change the ikke chashivas of the behema. And he asks further, what's halacha by a behemoth that's musukenes? And since it's musukenes, it's going to die, the Bailam is for sure going to shecht it right away. So he should say that's metamatumas eichlin because oimid lishchit kishachet ami. And he says, a behemoth musukenes is more oimid lishchit than a paradum is oimid liftois, because im yimza acheres nahimena, because mechtes you'll find acheres nahimena. And if it's not Nimtza Acheres Nahimena, it's not a mitzvah lishchot. So therefore, why is Paraduma considered Oymed Liftis? And Ein Kevet Shurim, Rav Chanan asks his kasha, and Shlomo Zalman asks further, on that the Tosis says, the fact that it's a mitzvah lishchot to say Oymed Lishchot Kishachot Dami, he says, why is it different than Oymed Digzois and Oymed Diktzor? That it has a status like it's gozus and kotzer, even though there's no mitzvah. Mechonon, it's another kash on that that's mevor and tesis on its base, that discusses a poor that was nishchat al gabi marochto, that he can't be poido, and therefore it's not metamatumus eichlin, and the Mar says not like a pshimin. And tesis says that in a situation that's roi to be poido midaraisa, and it's only not roi to be poido midarabonon. Since midaraisa is considered roi liftoi, so tesis says that's considered roi liftoi's kipodi domi. And Rav Chanan asked that since midarabonon, it's not roi liftoi, because rabonon asked it to be poido, so therefore it's not oimid to be poido, and therefore, according to what's been over here, they need mitzvah lishchot because it's poil oimid to be shoychit. So over there, when it's also midarabonon, definitely not oimid liftois. I know Rav Chanan in the Siyunim of Bekamo, that's my area further, that since the rabonon asked it, it's considered like there's no mitzvah midaraisa. Nachher it's totally in the Shemanes Chakir of Bukhonon and Kivitz Oris. Beish Kriach, Beat Chachom, Laka Dov, and Atoy, if they were Mavatal, the Ikim, the Mitzvah, the Reis, or not, and Tzmavu and Tais over here, that they weren't Oike, the Mitzvah's Pidyam, the Reis, the Chazal Jews were only Mesakin, that you can't be pointed. So Chai Tzmavu and Tais, and the Ikis for Rabbi Shlomo Zalman points out, like we mentioned before, that it's Mahani, Oymed Liftois, and Oymed Lishchot, it's not totally in the poil. If you would shecht, you won't shecht. It's totally in the ikke chashivas of the cheftz mitzaratzma. And therefore, when it's a mitzvah to shecht, so therefore that's the chashivas and the din of this behemoth is to be shechted. And so too, by mitzvah midaraisa, since the mitzvah midaraisa is that you could be poida, so that's the chashivas of the cheftz mitzaratzma and the fact that with Rabbonon, it's also, it doesn't make it, that's not really liftois. And so too, that's the svara. That by poro, It's oim liftois, because since that's the ikke din, if it's im nimso, acheres nohimeno, the din is that should be poida, so therefore it has a din like it's oim liftois, and so to mesukanes. Although it's technically oimid for a shchita, since the Baalim doesn't want to lose his money, but that doesn't change the ikke chashivas of the chefzimid zaratzmoi, and therefore it's not considered as oimid lishchot. Moving further on, Tesis says that you only say when there's an issa that's making the behemoth ain't a roy, the hachel achirim, however, to make a behemoth that's chayim. In the oichel, because oim lishchay kishach domi, it does not help the aloch of oim lishchay to make the behemoth that's not oichel into oichel. And he says, media the have a pempakua and dogim, that even though they're mutter to be eaten, nevertheless, they don't have a din of a uichel, because since the balichayim, the fact that the balichayim, that's mafkir the shame uichel. Einem shtam zalman, chashleim, it explains the beer and tasis is that specifically when there's the ik of study by the fact that any royal achil achim helps oimid lishchet, however, to make something that doesn't have a shame uichel into uichel, it doesn't help to swallow oimid lishchet. And it's a tremendous chakir and achronim, ayin b'skurov, and b'chonon, and a stipler, clear. And that, the balichayim, an amatama to maseichlin. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that's missing a shem oichal since the animal's alive, so it doesn't have a shem oichal, or even if it would have a shem oichal, the actual fact that it's a balchay is mafkir, the din of Kabbalah's tumah. As Mashman Tais is over here, that the beer is, it's missing in the Shem Oichel, and therefore, Oimel Lishchot can't make it into Shem Oichel. However, if it's a Psha would be, that the Baal Chai, when Pshter, the Dinkabol is Tumas Oichlin, that the Chayit should help Oimel Lishchot, Ayin Le'el, and if I involved, from Biskrov, that once Ikut study helps Oimel Lishchot, it's Tzorchin Bezer. Nein, the Biskrov. In Zvachim that Tezayin that brings a raya that the Uchel Zame Kabbal Tumo is because it's missing in the Shem Uchel, and it's not the Pshat that the fact is about Chai Shters the Kabbalah's Tumo. He says because it's Mavur that if Yisrael Shechter the Behemoth Tmei Beroy Shnayim and it's Mefecheses, it's Mekabbal Tumo Seichlin, so you see it's Mavur. Even though Mefecheses has a status like a Chai El Cholov, nevertheless, but the fact that there's a Shechit Ksheiro that makes the Behemoth into a Shem Oichel, and by the fact that it's a Shem Oichel, even though it's a Baal Chai, it's Mekabbal Tumo, so you see from here, as long as it has a Shem Oichel, it's Mekabbal Tumo. The Biskrov asks, if that's the case, then all Kodshim should Mekabbal Tumo mitzad ha-haloch of Chibas Kodesh Mashvile Oichel, if all you need is a Shem Oichel, so Chibas Kodesh Mashvile Oichel, Ayin Shom, Mashirich Bezer. It's important to point out that according to the tremendous Yisoid, that we mentioned the Shia in Yumad Af Membeis, from the Shuri in our Talmud that explains that Mefecheses and Mekabel Tamos Oichlin is because there's a halacha b'fnei atzmoi that Meisa Shechita gives a chashivas mitzar atzmoi for din Meisa on the behemah, and therefore it's Mekabel Tamos Oichlin, and it has a din like it's Meisa specifically when it has a hech Shechita. According to that, there's no raya from Mefecheses because the Mefecheses has a din like Meisa through the Shechita. Moving for the antithesis, brings Rashi in Chulin. They ask, why is it the poor metama to Masoichlin? Because Hila Shasakoisha, why is it have to mekabel to Masoichlin? Typically, the poor mitzar atzmoi is Tomei. And why does it have to mekabel to Mokamachas? So Rashi says the answer is when you have less than a kabeya of Nevelo of the poro, and you covered it with betzek, and between the two you have a kebeya, so by the fact that the poro has a din like oichlan's mekabel tumos, and therefore if the betzek touched tumos, therefore betzir, if both of them it's mekabel tumos, and Tosis asks, what do you need that the betzek touched the sheretz and was mekabel tumos? Typically, that since the ksayis of boss is nevela, it's metame and becomes tome, and the entire taruvis becomes tome because of the nevela itself. Ein the stapler that's meirich to explain what's the beer in the machlokes. The thesis is mavur by the fact that there's a kazayas of Bosnavela and the Botzik together, and between the two of them, there's a kabeya, so the entire kabeya is tomei machmas, the boss, however. Rashi argues and explains that it's totally in tremendous chakirin together, and that you need a kabeya for Kabbalah's Tumas Eichlin is the pshat that Tumas Eichlin's only chal on the kabeya, unless the kabeya is not chal Tumas Eichlin b'chlal. What the pshat is, you need a chashivas of a kabeya for Kabbalah's Tumas Eichlin. And you don't need a Kabbalah's Tumas of a kabeya, you need the Eichel to be a kabeya. So he says that's good with Machlokes Rashi, and Tosfos learns since the Eichel with Tziruf is a kabeya, so therefore it's Mekama Tumas Eichlin. Machmas in the veil, however, Rashi argues and Rashi holds he need the Kabbalah's Tumah itself to be a Bekabeya, so therefore can't be mitzdarif with the veil for Kabbalah's Tumah. So you can have Ayin Shamoit.